The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of my Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Since this is one of the very shortest of the Gospels of the whole year, I must continue the text as it is in the 10th chapter of John. And after Jesus makes this startling statement that he is one with God, it says the people picked up stones to throw at him. I don't know why they don't include that in the lectionary reading. And Jesus says, "I've shown you many good works. For which of these are you stoning me?" They answered, "This is not a good work that we are stoning you for, but for blasphemy. Because you, being a mere man, are making yourself like God." And Jesus came right back. He says, "It is not written in your own scriptures, 'You are all gods.'" It's a line from one of the Psalms. "If he called you gods to whom the word of God is addressed, and scripture cannot be wrong, then why do you say of me that you are blaspheming? Because I say that I am a son of God." Brothers and sisters, this is a most extraordinary gospel and sets the stage for what becomes not just the immediate condemnation of Jesus, but really what most of the history of the church has been unwilling or unable or unready to believe. That what God has done in Jesus is what God is doing everywhere, in you too, putting together human and divine. You are at the same time daughters of earth and daughters of heaven. And that's the whole meaning of salvation, is to put those together. But you see, when Jesus claims it, they immediately want to stone him and kill him. It's all just too much to believe. Just as it is for you to believe that you are a creation of God from all eternity, that your DNA is divine, and yet you are born in human form. It boggles the mind. It explodes the heart. How could we believe this? There's so much evidence to the contrary. You're aware of your limitedness. I am of mine. How could I be a son of God? And yet that's the assertion that Jesus makes, and he says that we are to follow him in believing this. Now, we only went halfway. What we decided to do was worship him instead of follow him. We thanked him for being the Son of God instead of recognizing that we also are sons and daughters of God. If you were listening to the first reading from Acts of the Apostles, Paul is preaching and he's meeting with much pushback, just as Jesus is here. And he says, "Okay, if you are not willing to believe this good news, I will go to the Gentiles, to the outsiders." And the message is the same today. The insiders never want to believe it, because it's too good to be true. We really are at a point in history where many people who've never heard the gospel, many people who don't consider themselves Christian, are much more open to the message than those of us who are inside. Do you know that? I know that as a preacher and a teacher and a writer. The people who read my books are not Catholics, because Catholics think they know it all already. The pattern never changes. It's much more young Protestants who read my books. And that would have been unthinkable 20, 30 years ago. But one of the reasons is because the Protestants tend to love the scriptures a lot more than we do. And that's what I teach. And once they see that you respect the scriptures and use the scriptures and teach from the scriptures, they tend to be intrigued. I'm afraid the insider is often the outsider when the insider thinks he has it but doesn't. You think you're at home base when in fact sometimes we're just at first base. And that's what's happening both the first reading and the gospel today. That it's the insiders who reject Paul's message, and it's the insiders who reject Jesus' message. Because the good news is quite simply always just too good to be true. We have that saying, familiarity breeds contempt. When you take it for granted, you don't take it at all. When you assume you're an insider, oftentimes you end up being an outsider. You assume you have the message, and so you don't approach it with humility and curiosity and desire and patience and prayer. And so you actually fall behind. Brothers and sisters, at this point in history, as the Christian religion is becoming so cheapened, all we need to do is look at the politics that's in our midst. The people who most shout that they're Christian are the least believable as Christians. And isn't it ironic that the one who went to visit the Pope this week was the Jew? Does that tell you anything at all? Sometimes those who think they don't know do know. And those who think they do know often, far too often, don't know. So if we are to be these wonderful sheep that he says, hear my voice, I know them and they know me and they follow me. Here is how you are essentially to follow Jesus. To know that you are created with the same personhood, the same identity, the same combination of divinity and humanity as he was. That's the following of Jesus. Now, none of us ever achieve it to perfection. Morally, you are still imperfect. I'm still imperfect. Psychologically, you have your woundedness, I have mine. It's not a question of being psychologically or morally perfect. It's a question of your deepest core identity. You were created in God. You were created by God, you were created for God, you came from God, and you will return to God. The main difference between Jesus and the rest of us is that Jesus believed it, and most of us don't. He knew and trusted and allowed himself to be God's son. Let's allow that, your daughterhood, your sonship, to be a daily choice. It's something you have to fall into. You have to surrender to. You have to allow again and again and again. Because always, every day of your life, this glorious good news of who you are, who you objectively are in God from all eternity, will always be too good to be true and too much to believe.